Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Daled Chulin 64. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses eggs and how do we know whether or not an egg is kosher. An egg has to come from a kosher bird in order for it to be a kosher egg that we can eat. But the Gemara gives simanim to these eggs. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a braisa gabe beitzim with respect to the eggs of a bird. Egu hein simanim beitzim. These are the indicators. If you see an egg that they're selling in the market, these are the indicators that you can know whether or not this egg is kosher. Kol shekoderes va'agulgalus. Anything which is round or spherical, like a ball, so to speak, but it's not exactly circular, but rather rosha echad kad, that one side of this egg is going to be rounded like a ball and not sharp, v'rosho echad chad, whereas the other side is going to be sharp at the other end. If it is, that's the case, if one side is round and the other side is sharp, then we say it's tahora, that it's going to be a kosher bird. Shnei rosheha, if both sides are kaden, are round, o shnei rosheha kaden, or both sides are sharp, then says our braisa that it is tamei, that under those circumstances it's a non-kosher bird. So too the Gemara gives other indicators. Chelbon, that if the white part of the egg is mibachutz, is the part that is on the outside of the egg, and the chelmon and the yolk is on the inside, bifnim, then we say it's also going to be tahora, then it's going to be kosher. However, chelmon mibachutz, if the yolk part is on the outside, v'chelbon mibifnim, and the white part is on the inside, that's going to be a tamei, non-kosher bird. Another case that the Gemara gives is chelmon v'chelbon. Let's say the white and the yolk are mu'uravin zebezeh, then they are mixed together, then we say biyadua, we know for sure that shehi beitzas asheretz, that is what the egg of a sheretz, of something that is going to be considered to be one of the sheretzim of the Torah, like for example a toad. So that the Gemara says is for sure not kosher. And so the Gemara explains that what's the reason why we need to know this, because says the Gemara, we need it that in a situation dechatuchos, where if the eggs are cut up and we can't check if the egg is round or sharp on the end, that way we'll be able to check in the egg itself. We need to check the white and the yolk to see how they are going to be appearing before us. Well, if that's the case, the Gemara says, well, why do we need to know this idea? If they're mixed together, we could just check the white and the yolk if they're, to see which case they appear on the egg. So the Gemara says, we're talking about trufos bekaara, if there's a situation where the eggs are mixed up. And so since everything is mixed up, we can't know whether or not the white was on the outside or on the inside. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, chiyai gav the mizab nina minayo, are you really allowed to sell the idolater the eggs under these circumstances? But we learned the principle, ein mochrim beitzas treifel ovdei kochavim, you're not allowed to sell a non-kosher egg to an idolater, that for example if the hen was found to be a treifel, you can't sell that to the idolater, because we're concerned that the idolater is going to turn around and sell that to the Jew. So the only way you could do it is if it was terufa b'ka'ara, if it was already mixed up, because then the Jew is not going to buy it from the idolater under those circumstances. So we see from here the very important principle that we wouldn't even buy the eggs from the idolater if they're mixed up together. So the Gemara says, well, we see from here, says the Gemara, that simanin har lavdi araisa, that these signs of whether or not the egg is kosher, these are not biblically passed down from Moses at Sinai. These are just tips that the rabbis were giving to give us general principles of how we can identify whether or not the egg was really kosher or not. But we also see from here that under certain circumstances, it's permitted to sell an egg to an idolater, and just the eggs that are not kosher, you can't sell to the idolater out of the concern that he's going to turn around and sell those eggs from a non-kosher animal, from a treifa, from an animal that had a defect, to a Jew, because then the Jew is going to buy them without realizing they're not kosher. So we see from here, it's absolutely permitted to sell a kosher egg to somebody who's not of the Jewish faith. However, the Chasam Sofer challenges this idea, even though this is ruled this way in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chasam Sofer challenges it on the basis of Tosfos on our Daf Yomi, because the we see from here, it says the Chasam Sofer, that eggs themselves really would be considered like taking a limb from a living animal, which we know is absolutely prohibited. They would fall under this concept of Eiver Minachai. However, but with respect to the Jews, we know that there's a specific verse that the Gemara is later on going to cite, which tells us specifically that a Jew is allowed to buy an egg. Otherwise, if we wouldn't know that there will be this verse allowing the Jew to eat such an egg, we would say that this would be prohibited under the concept of Eiver Minachai. And so therefore, Tosfos says, the Chasam Sofer says, well, I don't know if that's the case. Since this is a specific allowance for a Jew, how can somebody who's not of the Jewish faith eat these eggs? Because these eggs are going to fall under the prohibition of taking a limb from a living animal, because this concept was something that was allowed for a Jew, but not for somebody who's not of the Jewish faith. And so therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that it would be problematic to serve somebody who's not of the Jewish faith eggs. He says if you're going to sell them an egg that's a whole egg that maybe they would use to raise an animal, that would be okay. But an egg that is part of the cooking process, he raises the question that maybe this should absolutely be prohibited. However, the other rabbis say no, it can't be that this is the case, because as it says in the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, he says that the custom of the Jewish people has been throughout the years to sell eggs to non-Jewish people and to serve eggs to non-Jewish people. And we don't have to be concerned for this opinion of the Chasam Sofer, because the minhag of the Jewish people is Torah, and the custom has always been to do that. So even though the Chasam Sofer raises this point, the overwhelming majority of rabbis reject it and say that it's absolutely permitted for Jews to serve eggs to non-Jewish people.